would Judaism say about this Christ figure? We cannot deny, can we, the historical reality of Jesus on earth. When secular historians write of his presence and quote him and speak of his ministry and his effect on people, and they have no agenda to support nor oppose Christianity. If not, they have an agenda, if anything, to oppose it. They wrote and recorded his whereabouts and his happenings and his ministry. So Jews would not deny to this day the historical reality of Jesus himself in time and space on earth. It'd be foolish to do that. Josephus and other, Eusebius and other, Pliny the Younger, all of those historians wrote about him, and they had no agenda or stake in the game whatsoever. Christianity. What does Christianity say about this Jesus figure? Well, he is the Lord of all earth, and he was born of a virgin. He had a ministry where he went about preaching, teaching, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. The fruit of his ministry was documented. He operated a training ground for those to multiply that ministry of love, compassion, and mercy throughout the earth. We also know that conversion in Christianity because of Jesus is personal. Personal, one-on-one, compassionate evangelism. Unlike Islam. Islam does not convert people. Islam takes over geographical areas, invades the government of those areas, and declares that land to be Muslim. And the expansion of Islam is not by conversion. The expansion of Islam is by overtaking areas. It is not a personal religion in that way. Islam, as I said in another video, marks the virgin birth. The prophet status of Jesus is one of the seven most important prophets, as a teacher, as a wise man, and that he had miraculous power. We just won't take that step in Islam to see him resurrected, nor will we take that step. Though we'll say he's sinless, we'll not take that step to claim him as a deity. Too far for the Islamic people. Yet he will, and he does as a prophet, unlike any other prophet, he does have the wherewithal to come back and judge. This is interesting to me. I'm beginning to see some discrepancies that possibly are worthy of exploring in the theology of the Quran. For we're giving a weightiness to Jesus that to me looks like, even objectively looks like, he's moving more towards a divine judge with divine power and uncharacteristically, unhumanly possible sinlessness. Interesting. Anyway, that's how Judaism sees Jesus, that's how Christianity sees Jesus, and that's how Islam deems Jesus to be.